Hello and welcome to the BitLocker2Go module, part of the Windows Data Encryption training course. In this module, we will focus on the key areas of BitLocker2Go and how you can use it effectively. But what is BitLocker2Go? Well, basically, it gives you the ability to perform drive encryption for your removable data drives. It supports not only NTFS and FAT32, which we all know already, but also FAT16 and XFAT. It supports, by the way, beside of normal USB drives, which we all know, also SD cards as well as external hard drives. There are some requirements about that. So as mentioned before, it supports XFAT, FAT16, FAT32, and NTFS. So that's of course a requirement at the same time. The drive itself needs to have at least 64 megabyte available disk space. The BitLocker2Go reader used to unlock FAT drives must be present on Windows XP and Vista. And by the way, let me tell you this, when we talk about Windows XP and Windows Vista, there's only read-only access granted. But you know what? Let me actually just show you how you're going to activate BitLocker2Go on a USB drive. So I plugged in a USB drive on my host machine. Actually, let me just show you so that you believe me also. So here we got the nice little USB drive I got from the last tech ad. Okay, so let me plug it in. All right. Oh, BitLocker could not be enabled. Oh. Well, we didn't enable it so far, right? So let me go into the BitLocker settings, BitLocker drive encryption. All right, here I have the BitLocker2Go area. And here you see BitLocker is currently off for my E drive, which is the external drive. Just hit on turn on BitLocker. It will initialize the drive for me. Just takes a couple of seconds. So now I have two options. Either I go and say I want to use a password on this drive, or I can say I want to utilize my smart card to unlock the drive. In this case, I want to use a password. Let's type in a password. Password one. Oops, did I just set my password? Click on next. Now I have the option either I can save the recovery key, or I can print it. So in my experience, nobody prints his recovery key. But let me tell you this, after I had spent once, I believe, 4 hours in the office late in Sweden, it makes sense to print those recovery keys, believe me. All right, so clicking on save to a file, and there I have the option to save it to wherever location I want to do it. But just as a FYI, you can't save it to a root folder of your system drive or of any other hard drive, actually. So let me save it here. Click on next. So now, for those of you who listen carefully in the enhancement module, now it gives me two options. Either I can do a use disk space only encryption, which is super fast, or I can do an entire drive encryption. So since I want to utilize the new function from Windows 8, I hit on encrypt use disk space only, click on next. Yeah, it asks me, are you ready to encrypt this drive? Yes, I am, sir. And encryption begins now. So that should be super fast. Actually, in the meantime, while encrypting is going on, you can see already that the BitLocker drive encryption menu has changed. So now it gives me the option to backup the recovery key, change the password, remove the password, add additionally a smart card, turn off auto unlock. So with auto unlock, it gives me the option that once you connect, to turn on auto unlock, so that once you plug in your BitLocker key, it will be automatically unlocked and you don't have to no requirement anymore that you enter the PIN. Even through the drive itself will be still BitLocked. And lastly, turn off BitLocker, well, which wouldn't make any sense since we just turned it on for security reason. There's the encryption just started. And there you go, encryption of E is complete. So that's how you activate BitLocker2Go. So is there a way actually to ensure that BitLocker2Go reader is not installed on a FAT formatted drive? Yes, there is. And you can do that over group policy. And you know what? I could actually read you through and tell you like, okay, you go into GPO, computer configuration, blah, blah, blah. But I want to show you where the group policy is located. So let me open my Windows Server. Here I got my lovely Windows Server 2012 machine. Let me do it full screen. I got group policy management already open. I'm going to take the default domain policy as an example here. By the way, I don't recommend that you do it in the default domain policy, of course, right? Have a GPO, a dedicated GPO for it. Click on edit, or you can put it to the security GPO. So now I'm in the group policy management editor. Within computer configuration, I hit on policies, administrative templates, click on Windows components, BitLocker drive encryption. Within fixed data drive, I have here the option allow access to BitLocker protected fixed data drives from earlier versions of Windows. So that's the one for fixed data drives. And you're going to find the same one for removable data drives over here. So from there, you can either say enable it or disable it. So that's really up to you then. So that's about how you can make sure that the BitLocker to go reader is not installed on a FAT formatted drive. Just do the GPO way. Next one is, how can I authenticate or unlock my removable data drive? So the first option is, you unlock removable data drives by using either your smart card or your password. After the encryption starts, the drive will automatically unlock on a specific computer for a specific user itself. Some notes about Windows XP and Windows Vista. When you utilize a Windows protected NTFS drive on either one of those operating systems, typically both operating systems will not be able to recognize this USB drive. Mainly, you will see a prompt offering you to format the drive. Because of this, it is recommended that removable drives be formatted by using the FAT, FAT32, or XFAT file system when using BitLocker. This is the end of the BitLocker to Go module. I hope you enjoyed it and watch out for more videos. Thank you.